You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. A group looking to build a homeless shelter in Traverse City has submitted formal paperwork to the city. Safe Harbor is asking to lease a city-owned building on Wellington Street, which is close to the main branch of the Traverse Area District Library. The plan has seen both support and controversy, and one big complaint from neighbors has been that a 100-bed facility would be too large. So the group is restructuring its request, asking for 90 beds, and I have Peter Starkle on the line to talk a little bit more about it. Hi, Peter.
Good afternoon.
So what made you decide to push the number down to 90 in terms of the limit of number of people who can stay each night at the shelter?
Well, it goes back to need, and it goes back to responding to the neighborhood. We keep very good records of how many people attend the shelter every year. We have for 10 years. And based on their projections for the next 2 years, we feel that we will never exceed 90 people. There are more affordable housing units coming online in 2 years, and we just feel that we can operate with 90 people and still keep to making sure that everyone is safe.
Do you think that will be enough to pacify the neighbors who have concerns? I've heard people talk numbers a whole lot less than that.
Well, I know that the 100-bed issue has been an issue. I know that one of the city commissioners has met with some of those concerned citizens and really asked us to strongly go back and review our numbers to see what we could live with, and that 90-bed is what we can live with. As far as much smaller projections, I can't answer as to where they feel like, you know, the needs could be met with a smaller shelter.
And can you explain a little bit more about that? How does your operation work now, and what are you trying to accomplish with this shelter?
Well, in January, when we started this process, the whole reason why we're going for this building is that right now our church network of churches, where we currently are a shelter that moves from church to church, our comfortable capacity is about 55 individuals. This last year, our peak, in other words, the most people we had in the shelter at any night was about 78, which is way beyond our comfortable capacity. And our average this last year was about 49. So we are projecting, based on the growth that we've seen over the last few years, that this year our average will be somewhere around 64, with a peak about 80 for the 2014-2015 season. And so our numbers are very well monitored based on what we know is happening on the street, and you know, our history with servicing these guests in the winter. And so the plan is, of course, with this building, to move transitioning from church to church, to move the volunteers from each church through one building that's large enough to handle the needs that we see coming forth.
And just a quick sense of timeline here. I know there are two public hearings that need to take place, but if everything goes well for you, you'd really like to see this up and functioning yet this fall as the snow flies?
Well, we think this fall is probably not going to be realistic. If we look at the process, our first step, of course, is a planning commissioner's meeting on September 3rd, which I've been told we're tentatively on that agenda, and we should be with the permit. Going through the process of the Planning Commission, then through the City Commission, beginning of November would be the first time we would be authorized to basically have a lease and be authorized to start utilizing the building. Then we have to go through a building code process, or modifying the building for our use. And so we anticipate that is going to take some time as well. So we are scheduled right now to operate within 9 churches of our 23 church network that are large enough to handle the capacity. We've got 9 identified that we'll continue to utilize, but there are some gaps in February and March that we're concerned about. We hope to have the building ready for use by then, certainly.
Peter Starkle is with Safe Harbor, which is a network of 23 churches looking to build a homeless shelter in Traverse City. They submitted formal paperwork to the city today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.